There are two events happening today. Today is National Grandparents Day. And the other, of course, is our remembrance of 9/11. For those of you that don't remember or you did not know, when you go out of the driveway, there's our sign and everything. The big tree over to the right with the hedge around it is our 9/11 tree. There was a group that was wanting to know if they could plant 9/11 trees not too long after it happened. And that's what we've done, and we allowed that to happen. And if you don't remember anything else, just take a look at it every now and then. Who do we need to say thank you to in regards to 9/11? Who would you say we need to say thank to? I'm not saying thankful for what happened. I'm saying thankful for the heroes that day, I guess. The people that gave their everything to try to help somebody else. I'm very thankful for them. Huh? Yes. All the first responders, all those firemen, whatever they call them now, firemen, firewomen, the police, the paramedics. And I know there were some heroes in the building whose names will never be mentioned for what they did because nobody got a chance to tell anybody. But there were people helping other people out of offices, up and down stairwells, all those type things. You know that was going on. We also need to be appreciative of the fact, in our remembrance, we need to be reminded there was a lot of people that day that died that did not really know what happened. They did not understand that people who hated America and hated for American values, who hated them, decided that they had to do this. And so they sent planes into buildings and whatever else they could do. So please don't forget it. I don't care what your political views were, and you don't care what mine are. But we can remember some heroes. We can remember people that did what they could do to help others that day. And I also think we need to keep in prayers and remember there are people who are still feeling the effects of the 9/11 cleanup. There are people who have developed cancer and other illnesses because they pitched in and helped out wherever they could. And if it's legit as a country, I think we need to try to help them in any way we can. You all know that in any situation, there's always somebody that's going to claim something and he wasn't even there. So, but those who deserve it, we need to make sure we remember them. I also want to remember in regards to that, there's a lot of military people who responded to the call to make sure things, something like 9/11 didn't happen again. And for we had one of our longest wars and things like that because of it. So please keep them in prayers and their families. The other thing is it's National Grandparents Day. And we want to celebrate that with everything we got. How many of you here have 10 plus grandkids? Okay. There's a couple of you. All right. Can you tell me their first name, middle name, and date of birth? Yeah. I have 6, and I get exhausted trying to keep them in the order and try to remember things, and dates of birth are a challenge. Half time I'm buying one a birthday present, and their birthday's already come and gone, and the next one's not got here yet. So, all right, who's here? Who in the last year has become a first-time grandparent? Anybody? Nobody? Huh? No first-time grandparent? Okay. All right, I guess so. We got to go back a couple years before we get to somebody that's a first-time grandparent. Who's here but only has one grandchild? Maybe that's easier. Okay. All right. So those are our first-time grandparents then. What name as a grandparent do you like to hear them use? Huh? Grammy. Grammy. Okay. And Pop-Up. And Pop-Up. Okay. I assume they call Sid Pop-Up, right? Okay. I'm sorry, I like humor. Okay. I knew that, but I froze up there for a minute. Is that the only name anybody uses, I guess? Nana? Paw-Paw? I'm having trouble hearing. These are old ears. These are grandparent ears. Nanny. Nanny, okay. Okay. It was popular up in my area that they would be called mum-mums and pup-ups. Okay. Now, since Eric's here, if you don't mind speaking up, what is your grandfather called on your dad's side? Pop-up. And every time I say pup-up, and they remind me that I'm wrong, that I got to get it right. Does anybody here go by grandma and grandpa? Huh? Okay. I don't know. How did you get your name? Did the kids put the handle on you, the oldest one, and then the rest of them repeat it? Okay. That's the normal way it's done. Since I'm not considered normal by a lot, I was very partial to the song the Judds did called, you remember what it was? Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. So when Haley was born, I requested to be called Grandpa. Now, she struggled a little bit with it in the beginning, but once she got the handle on it, the rest of them, all six, have got their marching orders and stayed in line and done that. A couple of them, one of them wanted to call me Gramps the other day. I said, no. And Carol doesn't want to be called Granny. I don't know why, but anyway, everybody likes their different names. All right, who considers himself the number one grandparent? Anybody here? Okay. All right. Is there anybody here that considers themselves the grandpa, the number one, or grandfather? All right, Mr. Charlie. Well, I don't mean to bust anybody's bubble, but I have the trophy here for being the number one grandpa, okay? All right, so if you thought you were the number one grandparent, you did not get the trophy, okay? Huh? It came from a thrift store. Wow. It may have come from a thrift store, but it really came from a loving heart, okay? Now, anybody like T-shirts? I got this one given to me. And you know the song, Debbie. All right? Wasn't that one of those songs going around? Do, 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 whatever it is, however they do that. Anyway, I keep this on a chair in the office area at home. My favorite grandparent shirt was the one that they gave me after the sixth one was born. So, we got Haley, Eric, Sydney, Stuart, Madeline, and Chase. Okay. So I like that. Anybody touches it? Let me know. All right. Well, happy Grandparents Day to everyone. And, did everybody here grow up with grandparents? I mean, you knew grandparents sometime before before they passed away, you got to know them? Okay. I only got to know one really well, and that was Mum-Mum Adkins. And I only got to know her till age 12 when cancer took her at age 59. But I just love that woman dearly. She was special. And I was the oldest of the 12 grandchildren when she passed, and I really miss her. On my dad's side, Dad did not know his parents. He was one of 15 or 16 children by three different wives, and they ended up staying in foster care, a lot of them, and his dad died. His dad was 50 years old when he died, and Dad was only 2 years old, so he never knew any of his parents. So he certainly didn't know his grandparents. So I don't know anybody on his side. My mum and pup-up Donovan took him in as foster care, and I knew to call them mum and pup-up Donovan, and I know we went to their house a few times. But how many of you feel like you have a pretty close connection to your grandchildren? Do any of you spoil your grandchildren? Okay. All right. Mama and Papa Donovan, I never got to know. I just knew them as by name and I recognized them. Whereas Mama Madkins, got to know her really well, and she spoiled us a little bit. She was firm. I can still remember her having that glass of water while I was under the bed refusing to come out, and the glass of water came toward me, and I ended up having to, I still had to go back under the bed and clean up the water from the hardwood floor. So I could be a little stubborn at one time. I could be a little mischievous at one time. So anyway, my mom was determined to correct some of that. But she's also the one that took us to the boardwalk at Rehoboth Beach and got us the cotton candy and the caramel corn and all that stuff and just spoiled us to know him, we thought. Today's standards, she's probably not spoiled, but it was spoiled back then. Everybody's got some favorite grandparent or grandparent story. And it was one of my goals when I had my children, it was one of my goals that they would get to know their grandparents. I only got to know mine until 12. I wanted them to know their grandparents. So as much as I could, I took my three kids up to Delaware to see Mom and then later Pup Charles. And I tried to get my dad involved a little bit, but that was a little bit of a challenge. And but they got to meet them. They got to meet Pup and my mom Marvel. And it was just something I wanted to do. And I'm glad that their children are now getting to meet Carol and me on a pretty regular basis, like every Friday night and Saturday morning. So anyway, so what should we talk about today then in regards to what the Bible says? I've selected as our initial text Proverbs chapter 17, verse 6, the first part. Proverbs 17, verse 6. Most of you are familiar that almost all the Proverbs were collected by or written by King Solomon. And they are wisdom sayings. And they are excellent sayings. They kind of, if you kind of listen to them and understand them, what they're all about, they can provide you some really good direction in life. Well, in verse 6 of Proverbs 17, it says, children's children, that would make them grandchildren. Children's children are a crown to the aged. Okay? So, now, the word aged, we talked about that when we recognize senior citizens, is not necessarily a word that we want to use. But I'll be honest with you, when I look at some of you versus what I saw 35 years ago when I came, you have slightly aged, okay? I don't want to use the word aged, but anyway, it's a crown. To see your children having their children and being involved in their life, it's a crown. How many of you look forward to that grandchild's hug? One. Okay. Two. Okay. I mean, we look forward to that. My heart melted every time when Haley would call as their first grandchild, and Eric came along 2 years later. And I sort of had a rule that I really didn't want them to spend the night until they were at least 2 years old. And but Haley would call, and she said, "Grandpa, can I come over?" "Oh, no, you can't. You stay where you're at." No. And half the time, she needed a ride, which meant I had to go and get her. Okay, so, but we enjoyed very much the time, and I've tried to enjoy it with each one of them. The toughest grandchild I've had to deal with has been sort of been Chase. He's like a colt out in the field kicking up his heels. You know, he's just doing that. And he's going to turn into a bucking bronco that you got to break, you feel like. But same time, he can be just as sweet and nice as possible because he does have some of my DNA in him. So, no, he's a good boy. All of them are good kids. In this text, it tells us that they are a joy to us. They are a treasure to us. You know, I see people's faces that are grandparents. They can be having a very rough day, and for some reason, I'm around them, and all of a sudden, that grandchild comes running up to them, and they just melt. They got to hug them. They got to hold them, and they just want to share time with them. I love seeing the posts on Facebook of grandfathers sitting down with their grandsons and teaching them some things and showing them how to work. I don't get down on the floor with the grandgirls and play and do tea parties. I just don't do that. I'm not a Marine. No. But I did it with Haley first, early on. I did it early, but then just never got back to it with Sydney and haven't gotten to it with... But, you know, they can force you to do some things you don't want to do, some put on some things you don't want to put on, and then they threaten you by taking pictures of this stuff, and you just don't want people to see. But I tell you, it's precious to talk to them and to share with them and to interact with them and to see this precious little human being growing up, thinking the world of you, thinking how much they want to spend time with you, how much they enjoy your company, knowing that no matter what else happens in the world, you're grandpa. It's just nice. So they're a crown to us in our old age. Turning to Psalm 103:17. Psalm 103:17. But from everlasting to everlasting, the psalmist says, the Lord's love is with those who fear him. And listen to this. And his righteousness with their children's children. How far does God want his righteousness to extend? Does he want it to stop with you? And the answer, of course, is no, right? He wants who to be righteous? Who does God want to be righteous? Everyone. So what he's depending on is us to pass on to them our faith, to teach them the way of God, to teach them the path of righteousness. You may teach your children how to kick a ball, play an instrument. You may teach them how to swim. You may share every recreational activity you can come up with. You can go camping with them. You can do this. You can do all kinds of things. But you will not have served the purpose God intends for you to do with them unless you pass on to them what? Righteousness. Faith. You can be the world's best parent as far as the world's concerned, but when judgment day comes, God's going to look at what you've done in regards to passing on the faith, passing on the righteousness. So we need to make sure we're doing that. In Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 9, it talks about the fact, and we shared this before, as you're walking along and you got that little one's in your hand, and you're talking, they're asking questions. Yes, that's God's creation. Yeah, didn't God make a wonderful animal there? Isn't that fantastic what God did here? God did that. Hey, did you know Jesus loves you? You keep doing those type things. That's what you're supposed to do. Share the word of God. Hey, they got a youth thing happening this afternoon. Would you like to go? Well, you don't want to go by yourself. I'll grandpa go with you. You know, whatever you can do to help out, to pass on righteousness to them. Turn to Titus chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. The book of Titus, which is right after 1 and 2 Timothy. Titus chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. Paul writing to Timothy. I thank God whom I serve... He's writing to Timothy. I have been reminded, Paul says, I have been reminded of your sincere faith. I've been reminded, Timothy, how strong your faith is. And he says here, which first lived in your grandmother Lois, and then in your mother Eunice. And I'm persuaded it also lives in you as well. But who's he giving credit to for the faith? He's going back to the grandparents. Who planted it in the mother, who planted it in her child. Your job and my job as grandparents, I know heaven's kind of going to be a different place than a lot of us imagine, and we're not understanding it all, what it's all about, but heaven's going to be such a beautiful place. I am praying and I'm hoping and I'm asking God, please, when I get there, may I know my grandchildren. May I know my children. May I know my spouse. I hope that's the way it can be. But I also want to make sure, I don't want to find out nobody made it because I didn't do my part. I want to make sure I've done my part. So, when the little one is born, and you place that one in the crib, once in a while, not just bend over, just drop the knee. Get right there by the knee. And just pray. Lord, please help me to raise this child up and to help my children's children to be raised up. To know you and to know the love and know the joy and know the hope and the salvation May I teach them so that in the hard times, when the world's kicking them down, when health concerns are knocking them down, help me to teach them to look to you for solutions and answers and hopes. May they see that you can erase their fears. Pray over them. And then it doesn't hurt. How many of you don't think you can sing? Oh, good. We got a whole choir here then. A lot of people say, you know, I don't want to sing. It is nice to hear a grandparent singing a little soothing song of the church to children. So, when they're, I know sometimes we teach them to sing the dumbest songs and everything else, but they like the color song. My kids and the grandkids like the color song. It's the old army song. See that girl dressed in red, honey, honey. See that girl dressed in red, babe, babe. See that girl dressed in red. She's the one who bopped you on your big old head, honey, oh babe. And that was teaching them colors. Now, those of you that have been in the military, that song is cleaned up. It's really cleaned up. Okay? So, they don't know that. All they know is it's a color song. So, they enjoy that. And there's 1,000 other songs that we've sung. The VBS songs and things like that. Teach these children that. Teach it so that they will deepen their faith and genuinely be able to pass it on to others when the time comes. Proverbs chapter 13, going back to the book of Proverbs. This time, verse 13, verse 22. Anybody here been selfish at one time or another in your life? Okay, about three of us. All right. So, I know I've been selfish. And I can remember vaguely, of course, because time and distance have taken care of that. But I can remember vaguely thinking, I want to make all the money I can make. And then, but I want to spend it all, and then as soon as I spent the last dime, die. Of course, I was single at the time. I didn't have any children, obviously, at the time. That was my thing. I don't want to leave any money for anybody. Well, that's changed. Now I wish I had a whole bunch of money to leave the kids and grandkids so they could be well-to-do. Well, I can get this concept from Proverbs here, chapter 13, verse 22. It says here, a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. A good man leaves his inheritance for his children's children. So that means we can skip our children, right? I don't have to leave anything to the kids. Just leave it to the grandkids. Well, everybody understands. The idea is, be a good man. Pass on what you can. Now, a lot of times we think of it as money, of course. But sometimes these gifts can be just something wonderful. My brother, when my dad died, Dad gave him his red electric guitar. That was a very precious gift to Bob. He thought the world of that. It wasn't a large check or anything like that. It was just Dad loved music. He played music for 50-some years, if not longer. And he sang every Saturday night. He could sing. Lead singer in the country western band called Buddy Wilkins and the Country Playboys. Okay, so Bob got the guitar, and I tell you, he could just beam. It's not necessarily money, is it? A lot now. Sometimes some people go crazy a little bit. Mom started labeling things at one time, putting on this gets to go to so and so, and this gets to go to so and so. I told her one time, it doesn't matter what you put on there. I know how to peel the labels off. I just joked with her. Mom got me as much as she could as I got her back. All right, so be generous. Be generous with what you pass on. Now, pass on your life's memories. Pass on your life. Tell your kids about your parents and about your grandparents. I used to love sitting around the family table, and Dad or Mom would start talking about things that they remembered from their childhood. And a lot of stuff just made your life a lot better. We thought we were the world's greatest family because of just all the things that were done. Pass on your memories. Pass on your character. Some of you grew up with grandfathers that just were hard workers. dedicated people, and you got their work ethic. Some of you grew up with grandparents that were just loving and boisterous and joyful, and you got on some of that characteristic. Pass it on to others. See that they learn the right things. So this Grandparents' Day, decide as a grandparent, if you haven't already done this, decide as a grandparent, I'm going to live a life pleasing to God, and I'm going to encourage my children and my grandchildren to live a life pleasing to God. And then another thing I'm going to entrust with them is sound doctrine. I'm going to make sure that they learn the Word of God the right way so that they don't get caught into all this cult stuff and all this fake stuff and all this false religion. I'm going to make sure that they get the true sound doctrine so that when the sound of the trumpet is made and the archangel comes to take us all home, they'll be one of the ones that get to go there. Let me share this with you as we close. Grandparents, like heroes, are necessary to a child's growth as vitamins are. A grandma's love feels like no one else's. Grandparents are a delightful blend of laughter, caring deeds, wonderful stories, and love. A grandparent has silver in their hair and gold in their heart. Having fun with your grandkids is great, but that's not the best part of grandparenting. The best part is having the amazing privilege of passing the baton of faith on to the next generation. Those are just some of the thoughts that I dug out and wanted to share with you.
Now, in order to truly help our Lord make disciples, you need to become a disciple. I've tried to tell you the way I see the Scriptures unfolding, and I freely admit to you, I could bring ministers in here from other denominations. I could bring them in here from different groups, and they would probably teach you a little different than I'm going to say it right now. And that will be debated until the Lord returns. All I can tell you is what I understand the Scriptures to say, and that is you need to believe Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Repent of your sins and submit to being baptized into Christ for the remission of your sins, the gift of the Holy Spirit. We will immerse you in water. You'll be buried with Jesus. You'll be raised with Jesus. The old person of sin will have died. The new person in Christ will be raised. Make that decision if you need to. But don't come and stop there. Make sure you're committed to making Him Lord of your life and following Him the rest of the days of your life. Make that decision. If you're already an immersed believer, many of us are, and sin has weighed us down and grabbed a hold of us again, then repent of it. God, I am sorry. I'm a Christian. I'm not supposed to be doing that. I'm sorry. Repent of it. And tell Him and ask Him for forgiveness. If you need our prayer support, come. We'll pray with you about the matter. If you're an immersed believer but you haven't joined the fellowship here, say, hey, I come as one who believes in Jesus, and as a believer, I was immersed into Jesus. As a believer, I am now ready to say, this is the church where I want to serve. I want to be a part of this fellowship. Just consider that. Place your fellowship. That way the elders here know who they are to shepherd without any question. And for the rest of us, in light of what God has revealed to us through the Word, let's make disciples. Let's make disciples for the Master.